British Magistrate Courtroom, April 1970, Day. In the heart of the West End, next to the London Palladium and just across the road from Liberty's, St. John Harmsworth is extremely punctual. Walking briskly into court dressed in a pinstripe suit, a military tie of navy blue and dark red stripes, and a fresh rose in his buttonhole, he was strict in his interpretation of the law, he was also humane. The courtroom is filled with anticipation as the case surrounding John Lennon's controversial lithographs unfolds. Magistrate Harmsworth presides over the proceedings, his expression attentive yet composed. Eugene Schuster, a confident and charismatic American, sits in the defendant's seat, accompanied by his barrister, David Napley, a seasoned legal professional. The courtroom is filled with an air of anticipation as the proceedings begin. David Napley leans into Eugene. I know it's not much consolation right now, but we did manage to get Miss Clegg removed from the case, Eugene. How could they press charges of indecency against her if she's only the store manager? David Napley. Mr. Schuster, laws regarding public obscenity are taken very seriously in this country. A person managing a shop in Soho was given a jail sentence for managing a bookstore selling offensive material. Eugene gulps. Well, it's Helen's lucky day, I suppose. Magistrate Harmsworth, a stern yet fair judge, presides over the courtroom. Magistrate Harmsworth. We will now proceed with the case against Mr. Eugene Schuster on charges of indecency. Mr. Horn, you may state the charges against the accused. The prosecutor stands to present their case. Ken Horn. Your Honour, the prosecution asserts that Mr. Schuster knowingly exhibited indecent prints at the art gallery, causing annoyance to the public in violation of the law. Dissolved to Marlborough Street, Magistrates Court, April 1970. Day, the ruddy-faced Detective Inspector Luff takes the stand. Detective Inspector Luff. When I arrived at the gallery on the 15th of January, approximately 40 people were viewing the prints. While the younger age group did not display annoyance, one gentleman was clearly irked by the artwork, Magistrate Harmsworth. How did you know he was annoyed? Detective Inspector Luff. I could tell based on my observation. Magistrate Harmsworth, did he stamp his foot? Detective Inspector Luff. Anger was definitely registered on his face, Your Worship. A hushed murmur fills the courtroom as the testimony unfolds. Then a prosecution witness, an accountant from South London, takes the stand. George Holmes. I felt a bit sick witnessing a man drawing himself and his wife in such positions. It was shocking to see Yoko in the nude, with an exaggerated bosom and someone seemingly sucking a nipple. Laughter ripples through the public gallery, reported by The Guardian at the time. Magistrate Harmsworth maintains his composure, listening intently. Harmsworth, thank you for your testimony. George Holmes leaves the stand. Dissolved to Barrister Napley rises from his seat, exuding confidence and authority. Napley. Thank you, Your Honour. Ladies and gentlemen of the court, today we gather here to defend Mr. Schuster against the allegations of exhibiting indecent prints. We maintain his innocence and challenge the applicability of the charges under the given circumstances. Napley approaches the witness stand and addresses the first witness, a police officer who participated in the raid. Napley officer, could you provide the court with a detailed account of the events that led to Mr. Schuster's arrest? The police officer recounts the events, detailing the discovery of the alleged indecent prints during the raid. Napley officer, would you say that Mr. Schuster intentionally exhibited these prints with the intent to cause annoyance, or was it merely an artistic expression that may have been misunderstood? The officer hesitates, considering the question. Police officer. It is difficult to ascertain Mr. Schuster's intent, but the prints were prominently displayed in the gallery, attracting public attention. Harmsworth nods, his mind processing the officer's response. He proceeds to call witnesses who can testify to the artistic value and interpretation of the prints. Napley. Your Honour, I intend to demonstrate that the lithographs in question hold artistic merit and should be considered within the realm of freedom of expression. We will present expert witnesses who can shed light on their cultural significance and challenge the notion of indecency. The large-framed John Lennon lithos are brought into court. Napley. I hope the officer did not mark the lithograph while subjecting them to Scotland Yard's finest fingerprint analysis, as no doubt by the end of this case they will be worth a lot more than £550. The magistrate listens attentively, aware of the importance of the case in balancing artistic freedom with societal standards.